contaminate, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, I think my brother too was talking about the first discourse this morning, Dhammasat emotion. And with Longpo today talking very much about emptiness, and form is empty, empty is form. And while Brother Teo was talking about the first discourse, I've chanted first discourse many times, many, many times. But I guess it's very much I wasn't quite sure what it meant.
Yeah.
I have a little bit knowledge, but I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
I think it's quite two different things. And I think after listening to the first discourse, I think there were quite a few of people,
It became very, very strong in their determination, the tears came out.
I think they were very much connected have a pretty deep understanding of what the first discourse is all about. And after that, what happened was I met Mimi outside the first round. And then I sort of just passed her. I didn't pay much attention, but I thought that she needed some space. So I just passed her. But then again, I walked back again. And for whatever reason, honestly, I can't remember now. I walked back here again. I took something from here, and then I walked back. And then again, I met her again on the walk, on the corridor. Yeah. And there was this attraction that I need to go and hug her.
Oh, luckily not boy, huh?
I think you've got to take this, it is just my experience. There's some of the stuff that I'm going to say here, it's not in reference to anybody. Mm-hmm. It's just my own experience. I'm sorry because I now can't see my own handwriting. But it goes something like this. As I was walking towards her, and I have this, that I just needed to be in touch physically with her for some reason. And as you know, both of us are quite
very
long-term
close,
friends.
Very close
friends. The minute when we came into contact, it's the connection of the heartfelt sensation. It's very difficult to describe to you because I could feel the blissful joy together with her at that specific moment. I think probably already that's quite clear, isn't it? And simultaneously when she told me that this is the path and this is the path.
Yeah.
And I simultaneously actually thinking, this is the right path.
Yeah.
How are we both came about to say the same thing, even though she was very vocally, and while I was in a mental form, it came actually at the same time.
Yeah, simultaneous.
Yeah, of course.
Very good.
My mentor says, "Ga yao."
Strive on with it.
Ga yao to me lah. And I ran off and I went up to the hillside there to do my normal morning meditation.
I ran out.
Normally when I go there, I always ask for permission from the stupa, the ex-abbot who were all they were. And I sat down there and somehow I didn't meditate.
I decided to write this
and I only have this piece of paper.
Yeah.
So it's here and there everywhere.
Our dinner and lunch recitation paper.
So I just read what I can remember. I can't really remember very much. So after listening to the first discourse, I think quite a few people were filled of bliss and joy. This itself arose in me, the true sense of joy in others, which can be felt if you sincerely are joyful too.
Very good.
Everyone has their own past, their own affinity. The heartfelt, true Dharma understanding, and thus the choice of their spiritual path. I sense not only the blissful joy of Mimi when I hugged her, but my own bliss of rejoicing too at the moment of touch.
Yes.
My heart connected with her as one for a brief second, but enough to give me and her a great sense of the truth spiritual path that we take. I'm probably not there yet, but is it important?
Yeah.
For when you realize the blissfulness joy of others, I know for sure that I'm on the right path. For to rejoice need to be cultivated. With clear insight of the three most unwholesome root, the three evil roots. For they will stir, for they will come about anytime, anywhere.
Sadhu.
To stir up all the causal, all the gross and the subtle characteristics of oneself. That is the five aggregate of form and mind. When you see the form as not form, and all things are impermanent, it brought about a deeper understanding of my recent experience of how the mind and form is actually two separate entities. This is the one I'm talking about, the dream that I had. I may not have the absolute or fully understanding of my experience, but I will take this as my anchor base for contemplation and reflection. And hopefully, I will fully understand and realize that all forms are empty.
Sadhu.
As I understand the chants, Shenhua, on the characteristic of zero.
Yeah, very good.
I want to share this little bit thing that one of the Kalmitas text to me, which I wasn't very much, I was contemplating. I knew what it was, but I couldn't really understood what it was. And this one is actually quite beautiful. And it says this, the mind with spacious awareness lets, L-E-T-S, the worldly winds blows through without getting ruffled.
Sadhu. Very good. Sadhu, sadhu. Let us rejoice. Sadhu.
Actually, I won't finish it.
Yeah, I know. Continue.
Long-winded.
Don't worry. You got a lot of time. Tonight, I think all of you wide awake with energy. You're so strong inside here. Normally, towards the end of the day, my physical energy gone. But today, don't know what battery come in and charge. A long pole. Yeah, continue. I felt so strong inside here.
I'm actually still taking baby steps, but firm steps. For I see this. Don't be afraid of falling behind. Don't be afraid not fully understanding the Dharma.
Sadhu.
For all these are just the subtle arising of self-importance.
Correct. The thought behind.
They are not important.
Yeah.
For these are worldly phenomena of oneself.
Sadhu.
I would like to actually thank a lot of my Kalimita's friends, very close Kalimita friends who try sometimes ruffle me a bit. And some will encourage me. And of course, of all my Kalimita friends, I really have some great support. And I think that's very important. Great Kalimitas support each other.
Sadhu.
Great Kalimitas try not to ruffle each other.
Yeah.
because it really puts you in. It really takes two steps back on your own cultivation if you're not very careful. Mm. And with this, I also like to thank my teacher, Brother Teo, for being so patient with me also. Even you know, we go out for lunch and you know, she'll probably knock on my head a couple of times. Because really, sometimes...
You need to be reminded.
You need to be reminded.
But I had to speak the truth. Like Dad say, you are a painful truth. That's why he say like, no. Then... when you need to be woke up, you have to knock harder. Otherwise, cannot wake up. Yeah, continue.
I think very important is we try not to be too judgmental.
Yeah, that one very important.
But because we are still in a mundane world, so like I say, we always get ruffled up. Our three evil roots is constantly there. But I'm not afraid of them. Because as we were talking earlier on, I also have that kind of feelings with a lot of Kalimita has, you know, it's like, the three evil roots. But you can't get rid of it at once just like that, you know, even for years. So you have to be absolutely patient. I'm not a very patient person. If everybody knows how I work and how I run around, I'm not a very patient person. I mean, if you step on my toe, I will also, you know. But I try. I constantly try not to
exercise restraint.
Yeah, not to be ruffled up. But that I will need the support of the Kalimitas.
The ego is behind, and so the ego wants to lash out. The ego wants to do a lot of things. But when you understand that all this mind state, anger, whatever, fear, whatever, craving or what, they are not you, not real, dependent originating, condition arising. And then you contemplate, go deep into it. And then you read the green book. And then you will understand very clearly. Then after that, when that one stabilized, like I told Pamasuri, then you will understand very clearly. And then no more delusion. You understand what the form and the mind is. You just know how to use it only. Then it loses its power to delude you. Yeah. You finish first.
Sorry, I'm a bit long-winded.
Never mind.
All these years is actually basically a lot of my Kalimitas really support me with the guidance of Brother Teo and my other teacher, Ajahn Chalu, as well. I tell you, without my Kalimita friends, I'm not quite sure where I'll be. I'll probably be still drinking and smoking somewhere.
Yeah.
So I think Kalimitas are really, really important.
Wonderful,
if you want to be in the spiritual path.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I think I don't really know what to say because I am very grateful and very appreciative.
Sade.
I may not show this a lot, but I am absolutely grateful and appreciative of all my colleagues, especially my little friend here, Sue, as well. She ruffles on me a little bit sometimes, but it's good. Yeah, all the time.
Hey, Sue, very, very smart one.
And of course, my mentor.
She quiet, but she actually learned very fast.
And thank you very much, Bertie.
Thank you. Sadhu. Let's rejoice. Sadhu. Hug. See? Must hug. That is love. Very good. Sadhu. Not only she experienced that, when I recited the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta followed by Dhamma Cakkappavattana Sutta, you know how many of you that inside stir became very, very full of joy and tears flow and very emotional. Even the first row at least got 5. Then the rest I don't know. You go and check. You're the first row nearest to me. I saw, wow. Then maybe one of the tears really, you can see the thing coming down. Or then here. At least got 4 or 5. Then what is more important is, what I even need to understand is, like he said, the evil roots, the thought, the sankhara, the delusion is very powerful. Do not underestimate the defilement. Yeah. And all this, you need to understand. You have to deal with defilement separately. Yeah. So just now, Sabba Asava Sutta, I just say the first one, general one, the Buddha said, there is a criteria to check whether you are using the right attention, whether you develop yoniso manasikarana. But then the contemplative wisdom that the Buddha teach, the five daily contemplation, or the essential Dhamma, together with the Four Noble Truths, together with the three turning of the Four Noble Truths, this will give you a lot of contemplative wisdom, especially the second turning. Even Buddha Nusati, Dhamma Nusati, Sangha Nusati, these are the contemplation wisdom developed through contemplation on the nine great virtues of the Buddha, the Dhamma and the Sangha. So when you develop all this wisdom, actually this is what you need to overcome defilement, like the five daily contemplation. That's why the Buddha said, after right attention, the next one is it, you must exercise restraint. Why? Because you have undertaken the precept, understand? I undertake the precept or the training rule to abstain from killing and causing harm to fellow living beings. Then when you are mindful, you realize this anger and emotion arises and you want to hit out already, or you want to do something violent already. If you forgot your vow, means you are not serious. Because you see the importance of keeping that precept so that your karma is taken care of. That's why you automatically, through your awareness and wisdom, you exercise restraint. You don't suppress and control. No. You know this is wrong. I cannot do. Then you tell yourself, no. No need. I have to develop the right view to understand why I become angry, why I want to do all this. And then you straighten your view. And the best way to develop the wisdom is accept him for what he is. And accept the world for what they are. The world is the world. People is just the way they are. And my teacher teach a better one. We choose to accept everything as natural. So you don't argue with nature. That's why Krishnamurti say, accept what is. What is the reality. If you go against the reality, you will suffer. Because that is your mind's craving. You want to do it otherwise. Because you say this is not right. When you cannot get what you want, first noble truth says suffering will arise. Okay? So that is the next one. Then the second one is, you have to contemplate on this body. Yeah, it's of the nature to grow old, get sick and die. So he said, when it's bodily feeling like Ajahn Long Po, he said, all these feelings will arise, he said. But you aware, he said. Then you detach. He used the word let go. But actually he don't let go because he don't have wisdom. He let go because he got wisdom. That's why he can detach. So what you do is, the Buddha says you need to endure. That's why you exercise endurance. Like you are in a place like, let's say, Cameron Highland, Brinchang, we are doing retreat. Weather is very cold. You forgot your warm clothing. What can you do? Yeah? You have to endure first until somebody lend you. My piece gone. Somebody took it. Wow, good. Sadhu. Sadhu. So all this, is what you're supposed to develop. Then when you have the contemplative wisdom, that's why you can endure. Understand or not? Like hunger, the weather, when there is no shelter from the rain, those meditate in the forest, they have to endure. Then when they fall sick, there is no medication, they have to endure. Then as a monk, you are not offered food, after 12 you cannot eat. You have to endure the hunger. So all this is what the Dhamma is all about, the Patimokkha is all about. Then the next one, the Buddha said, there are certain things you got to contemplate and reflect on its proper use. Like when people offer you food, offer you medication, robe, their purpose. So that you exercise proper understanding of their usage. Like your food, you recite there. You contemplate, I don't eat this food for indulgence, to beautify, to what? But to allow it to give sustenance to this body so that I can use this form of mind to cultivate and develop the wisdom. But they got on the note, is don't know from where, they say, just like the body needs food, your mind also needs Dhamma. Also not bad. But it's actually for you to reflect that this is just for the sustainer of this body, so that it can give you the appropriate condition to cultivate, to liberate your mind. Then the other thing about food is you should rejoice with the wholesomeness and generosity of all those who have helped out in one way or another that to make this food available. Then a better way is may this wholesomeness pave the way for them to realize their good and noble wish. So all the three things you put there, happiness, long life, and don't know what, they are the good, mundane type of wishes. A noble wish is if they are spiritual, they aspire to become enlightened, is also fulfilled. So that condition will help. So these are the intent. Then you read the sutta, actually a lot of things the Buddha said are very beautiful and very relevant. Then he moved on to the fourth one, is it? There are certain things that you have to avoid. Heedless people, dangerous situation. Understand not? You have to exercise avoidance. Then there are certain things you have to actually abandon. Like the evil root, the wrong thought, the defilement. You have to abandon them. Understand not? Then there is another one, is it? You have to develop the seven factors of enlightenment. That's a long pause, so no. If you don't cultivate seven factors of enlightenment, you cannot realize the enlightenment. So development of seven factors of enlightenment is the last one. And all the teaching is inside here. The orange book, Sabba Asala Sutta, go back and read. This is to make the teaching clearer. Otherwise the Buddha very general. Avoid all evil to good. What constitutes evil, so you don't know. What constitutes good, also you don't know. So, you got knowledge, but you don't know how to apply. You don't know how to cultivate, etc. Then how to deal with defilement? Because there was an incident where the Buddha was approached. So he explained. I think, if I'm not wrong, it's Venerable Chunda who asked the question. Oh, sorry, that one is Salika Sutta. Salika Sutta. About the jhana and all those things. Then the Salika Sutta is an expansion on the Sabba Asavak Sutta. The various type of defilement. I think the Buddha break it down into 44 or 45, I forgot already. But no need to go into so detail. So not, even to remember, so not easy. So that part we finish. I will now wrap it up. The last one, just now I didn't finish the explanation of how to see form. The unreality of form and how to see beyond form. Remember? I only explain how to see form through perception. That's how you bring the external form into the mind where you know it's creation. So this is how you see form. Because Hui Ning, when he came out, before the abbot of the temple recognized him, there were two Samanera, you remember? Very young monk. They look at the flag and they argue, remember? One monk said the flag move. The other one said no. Here he intellect, he said, the wind move. No wind, where got flag move? He said. So the two were arguing. Then Hui Ning said, your mind move. And I said, you know why he said that? Then the abbot straight away understood. You know? Then asked him, where are you from? Oh, then he said he was a southerner. You know? Are you the one, he said, that received the rope and the bow, the bath, from the fifth patriarch? Or is it yes? That's how the thing goes. But what is the reason behind the answer? The mind move. Yeah? You know, what is the answer? It's in the note. You will never read. You see, the problem with these two monks is they cannot see beyond form. To them, all these forms still got a lot of meaning. And they can't even see form. So how can they understand the unreality of form and go beyond form? But Hui Ning, from the poem, you know, when he countered this Sun Siu's poem, he has gone beyond mind. He know the true mind, the true nature. Then why did he tell this monk, your mind move? Because Hui Ning knew, if you cannot see form, you cannot see mind. Understand? So the next step after you see beyond form, then only you can see mind, understand not? So that's why he gives them a hint, your mind move. Then you will reflect and contemplate, why did this monk say my mind move? Or actually it's your mind move. Who created wind and flag? Huh? Who created wind and flag? Your mind is the forerunner of all things. When mind arrives, all flag. So form still have a lot of meaning. No? That's why they cannot see beyond form. They attach to form. No? That's why form create division, argument, misunderstanding. So Huining wants to give them a hint to ask you to reflect and contemplate that it is your mind as well. Because if you cannot see form, you cannot see mind. If you cannot see mind, you cannot see beyond mind as well. Here, mind means mundane mind as well. So that was the reason. Okay? So first is to learn how to see form. Means form is condition arising through perception as well. Because outside, no reality one. When your mind arises, everything comes to be. Then you realize form is unreal, condition arising. So if you see form and get yourself entangled, then you know what happened. Krishnamurti say form divide. Thought divide. Your thought divide because he look at your form. Then you are different now. You are female, you are male, you are young, you are old. Then after that, they go and like perceive you through, wow, this person, rich guy. But look at the form. No? Oh, this guy must be a poor guy. But Lim Go Tong, so rich, so wear one shot only. You know, last time in Australia, they saw him go for breakfast and nobody know him in Australia. So you cannot see people by the external form. So form can create form delusion. Then through your wrong view, your delusion, you attach and you cling. Understand not? So when you learn how to see beyond form, then you are not deluded by the external experience. Then you are no longer different, no? Chinese, Malay, Indian, the race, all those things, no more. Understand not? Gender also, no more. Then when you penetrate and see beyond form, then what happened? Because the second part is to see the unreality of form. So the unreality is form is condition arising. Like I told you, externally already condition arising. Like this table, no table, the bench. You need the material, the people, carpenter do. Then the temple either buy or donation. Then it arises, condition arising. When condition ceases to be, it ceases to be. So externally, like the bullock cart, not so real. But how do you know it's a bullock cart? You perceive it through the thought, through the image in your brain here, inverted. That is how the form come about. Externally, a recondition, right, not so real. When you perceive it through consciousness, it's even more unreal. Isn't it? It's just a picture. You know? How real can be that picture be? That image, that consciousness. So that's why those who penetrated the Dhamma, they will know. If I don't look at the form and get deluded by it, then I can see beyond form. And when you see beyond form, we are not so different. You know? No more race discrimination, gender discrimination, all no more. No? Then thought cannot divide. You know, we are not deluded by it. Right? But this is not me, this form, element only, like the Buddha said. Then when you see beyond form, what do you see? You see the mind, huh? Are you the same? You are still not the same. Because each and every individual, the mundane mind, got a lot of conditioning, you know, views and opinion. You can still argue. You know. That's why when you have the direct seeing, then you see beyond mind. You know. Then you realize there is a true seeing, you know, direct seeing through the nature, you know, through the awareness, you know, before the knowing, you know, when the thought is silent. You know. But then when you see that, you are no longer different. Yeah. Because there was no view, no opinion, no conditioning on us. That nature, everybody has on us. That's why the Buddha said, each and every one of us, we got our Buddha nature. It's only you still asleep. You have not awakened to it. That's why you cannot understand. You use thought. So seeing form, the unreality of form, then seeing beyond form, then you reach the mind. Then you have to return all of mind back to your true mind. It's all in the note there. Then the true mind back to source. Your original nature. The oneness nature. You can call it Nibbana or what. As Long Paul also say, you stay with the true mind, the pure mind, understand? The pure consciousness. Only that one can take you to Nirvana. Understand? That's all. The five aggregate of form and mind cannot take you there. They are not real. Yeah. So that true mind, which is the eternal mind and the unconditioned mind, when it sees, you return to the source. Then you realize Nirvana, which is the enlightenment. And that one, no words one. You cannot talk about it. It cannot be described. Okay? So, we end. Huh? Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So, you don't have to remember or take note. We are all inside the notes. Yeah. Because I share this at Wu Ping Jing Se under Heart Sutta. Now we do our sharing of merits, transfer of merits. Then after that, you make your aspiration. Yeah. Okay, sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata ca bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu lokasasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata ca amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to departed one. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives and all those who can receive them, and may they all to be well and happy always. Okay, we will invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo asatukalena sasa sampati hetu ca fito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers, be righteous. Then you make your aspiration. Imena punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish and the heedless, but only the wise and the enlightened one until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattva and all the worthy ones. Then we end.